This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Sometimes you're stuck in the tent and just have to hunker down with a good book for a day or two while the storm blows over. And I have a book for you today that takes you about as far from Arizona as you can get, in which you'll meet one of the most amazing people you will ever hear of in this world. His name, Yuichiro Miura, known as the man who skied down Everest. Yes, he skied Mount Everest. The book reads like a piece of his journal. A short quote from the book as an example. "Open up the world for us to understand," I cried in my heart to the snow-covered peaks and the sky. "We are alive now, at this moment. We are alive." My body went rigid as my spirit spread, swooping in all directions, filling and embracing the world. After a while, my exhilaration passed, and I started to lament the return of mundane consciousness. I told myself, "If now is everything, let's not grieve about it. The future's only certainty is getting old. It's unpredictable and tortuous, like promises the rich may make when they are in a good mood." What a story. When Mr. Miura met his hero in New Zealand, Sir Edmund Hillary, who along with Tenzing Norgay were the first two people to climb Mount Everest summit in 1953, Hillary was shocked at first that someone would contemplate skiing Everest. But once he thought about it, Hillary became an encouragement to Yuichiro Miura. On May 6, 1970, Yuichiro Miura stood at the south col of Mount Everest at an altitude of 26,000 feet. With oxygen tanks and a parachute strapped to his back, and started into the unknown plummet of more than 4,000 feet elevation. He would reach a speed of over 150 miles an hour. Now, this book will keep you engaged. And the good news is, when you return to civilization after enjoying this book out in the wild, you can check out the movie, The Man Who Skied Down Everest. Go to YouTube for some clips to get you intrigued by this fellow's story. At the time of skiing it, he was not interested in necessarily summiting, but at the age of 70, he became the oldest person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. That was in 2003. He summited again in 2008 at the age of 75. So for an inspirational life story, check out The Man Who Skied Down Everest by Yuichiro Miura. Looking forward to seeing you with your feet up by the fire in camp and a good book in your hands.
This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.